Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a break. There are two developments, but one break in the likely prosecution of Donald Trump in Manhattan. One of the prior callers had talked about, well, his legal problems in Washington for the insurrection and some other things. The real danger to Trump, the most immediate danger, is in Manhattan with the district attorney, Cyrus Vance. And even though he's not running for re-election, he'll basically be in office till the end of the year. He's hired a terrific team to prosecute Trump, and he himself will direct it till then. And my hope is that he files charges and gets it all teed up so that whoever comes in, because some very inexperienced people are running, you don't know who's going to win the Democratic primary. And but the fact of the matter is that they have a lot of evidence. Now, the break in this is that the ex-daughter-in-law, the divorced daughter-in-law of Trump's chief financial officer, Wesselberg, has now, to the prosecution, handed over all the documents of Wesselberger. Now, I don't know how she got them. She was married. I saw an interview with her, and she is an extremely outgoing, personable, expressive sort. And this was a divorce that was somewhat bitter. And her son, or her husband, is the son of the CFO, Wesselberg. Now, here's the deal. They already have Trump's financial records. They already have his tax returns. They already have some other financial records ordered, turned over to a subpoena. The U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way. But I got to tell you something. If you're going to prosecute a case for white collar crime, the mother load of gold would be the chief financial officer's records and his testimony if he flips. Because this is the guy that orchestrated Trump's finances. And Trump can always say, you know, throw up his hands and go, well, I don't know. It's all news to me. You know, I signed this stuff. This guy did it. If he made a mistake, sorry, but, you know, I didn't know it. I didn't know it. I didn't know it. That happens all the time. But if you have the chief financial officer in his records showing what really came in and what they reported and blah, 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 and who it came in from and who they said it came in from and blah, blah, blah. And especially if you then flip him and you say, look, we're going to prosecute you. You could get 20 years in prison. If you want to get off with 2 years and maybe 2 years at the country club prison in Danbury, Connecticut, where they have a deli and tennis courts and a lot of guards and everybody else is white collar like you, and you're not going to bump into Bruno and this kind of thing in the wrong cell in a bad prison, you're going to turn on Trump. I mean, that's the way they do it. So this development, now, how did the daughter-in-law get the records? Basically, they were her or are her father-in-law's records. She's married to a guy who's the son of the CFO. So I don't know. I don't know if she got them lawfully or how she got them, but she got them and she turned them over. And that puts a lot of pressure on two people. Puts a lot of pressure on Trump ultimately, but there's not much he can do about it. But it puts a lot of pressure on Wesselberg to come clean. Because once they have his documents, he can't get on the stand if he is indicted and go, well, no, Trump filed those things. It was based on the information he gave me. It's Trump's fault. They point the fingers at each other. Now, what happens in those cases, sometimes one of them, the jury doesn't believe and convicts them, but sometimes they both get off. The jury says, well, it was one of them, but they each accused the other, and we can't say beyond a reasonable doubt, and they let them off. That becomes much harder when the jury sees the records from both of them and they don't match up, and there's some differences in valuations and deductions and who the money came from. And then if they have Wesselberg on the stand saying, all right, I fess up. Trump and I talked about it. and we did this, he wanted me to do that, then Trump is in a very, very tough position, because at that point, he has to, his lawyer has to decide, does he testify or not? Doesn't have to testify. He has a right to remain silent. Jury's instructed, they can't hold it against him. But if you have a CFO saying some stuff, some hard, nasty stuff, and Trump not defending himself, jury's going to go, well, you know, most people would defend themselves. You know, we think there's something fishy here. So stand by. I think that expect to see an attack on the daughter-in-law for turning this stuff over on the grounds that she didn't own it and where'd she get it. And I do not know the answer to all that, but there's some very interesting developments coming up in Manhattan. Manhattan, another development. Trump has retained a very well-known lawyer who has represented organized crime named Ronald Fischetti. Fischetti at one time represented Gene Gotti. He's a very experienced criminal defense lawyer in New York. And there's one unusual twist to this, very unusual. The prosecutor, Cy Vance, even though he's a good prosecutor, hired a former prosecutor who has experience in prosecuting very complex criminal cases like this. His name is Mark Pomerantz. Mark Pomerantz. So Trump hired Ronald Fischetti, very experienced mob lawyer, and the DA hired his special counsel, Mark Pomerantz, to do the prosecution. Fischetti and Pomerantz had been law partners for 8 years, for 8 years. One of the reasons that Trump hired Fischetti was because Fischetti's former law partner, Mark Pomerantz, was prosecuting Trump. And Trump thinks that, well, if you have two guys who practice law together for 8 years, maybe something good can happen for me, blah, blah, blah. Fischetti came out and he said, well, Mark Pomerantz is straight as an arrow, and he is. So we're not too worried that there's anything wrong going on. There's no doubt in my mind that Trump and Fischetti will try to use that if they can to somehow get some accommodation in this case. Who knows what, maybe on discovery, maybe on a lot of other things, maybe on charges. It's really going to come down ultimately to Cy Vance. Cy Vance is the elected DA. He's a square shooter. His father was also named Cyrus Vance, and you may remember him as a diplomat in the 1960s for John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson. Very well-known family and people, and Cy Vance Jr., well-known, honest guy. So I'll tell you what, I don't know Mark Pomerantz, and I assume he's very, very straight, and I know he is. But Cy Vance had better sit down and make it quite clear that we're very intent on this prosecution going forward if there's basis in the documents. And believe me, they've already brought in Michael Cohen, the lawyer who Trump turned on, who went to prison for Trump on the Stormy Daniels payment. And he's angry and he's testified. He's gone into the DA seven times. To be interviewed. That's not a good sign for Donald Trump. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great programming that's ahead of you. You got Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute, Earl Ingram. You got Jeff Santos. You got Busted Pencils on Tuesday, Saturday. Ask the Builder with Al Bachman. You got Sharp Elbows. Let's Get Local. And you're my man, Pizza Box Mike, outside the Pizza Box. Doesn't get any better than that. Max Inc. Radio. Have a good weekend. It's going to be a lot of news over the weekend. Tune in Monday, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.